Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 saying welcome to the Commissioner's Show. I guess the biggest change in District 2 is the sales agreement for North Carroll High School. And this has been a long-going process. It's been 4 years since we closed schools, closed buildings in the county. We were able to market the new Windsor Middle School to a school, which was kind of unique. Charles Carroll, of course, is going to be a new community center up there. But North Carroll was a unique undertaking. It was 50 acres and 240,000 square feet of building. And depends who you talk to, it would take $1.5 million to $2 million to remove the building and mitigate all the possible issues it could have. So it went on CoStar to be sold. We'd had it out for a while. Went to the school system. The Board of Education that closed the school said, no, we don't need it. We don't want the school back in that superintendent. We have a new Board of Ed and a new superintendent, and they don't see any time in the foreseeable future that they're going to need a school. And they said, no, we're not interested in a school. We looked at a charter school, and that takes, here again, a lot of money and a lot of focus to put it together, and that kind of fell through. Didn't look like a possibility. We explored some other business ventures, looked at ways to do something with the school and the property. You have to keep in mind, Hampstead, the town of Hampstead has the zoning on this property, and they control a lot of what happens there. And some of the ideas just can't happen because of sewer and water or lack of capacity for those things. So it really restricts sometimes what can be done in a different area. So that can be a little bit of an issue. So working through several groups and thought we had it sold maybe a year ago, and that didn't really pan out the way we needed to happen. Finally have a group that it was interested in working for a youth sports complex. And this is a group that has the finances behind them. They have people that live in the community and want to make this happen. And I really was excited as we started meeting with them, meeting with the town of Hampstead. Everything started to fall in place. And they have a vision. And their vision is quite ambitious. But this vision of a youth community sports complex is, I think, fantastic. They want to start with two turf fields and two regular grass fields, but not the typical grass fields we're playing on here, college-level grass fields, upgraded more so than what we're used to in the county. So that's a start, and in their phases, they want to add more fields into the area as they get going. But then they have the building to focus on. And, you know, the questions come up. Why didn't we as a county use this as a sports complex? The bottom line is we just don't have the money to put into a facility like that or the management to handle that type of endeavor. It really takes an entrepreneur and somebody with some deep pockets to get started on it. The building needs some work. Yes, HVAC and a roof. And whoever gets started, they're going to put quite a few million dollars into it up front, but they want to keep the auditorium. They want to keep the gymnasiums. There's two in that school. And they want to keep the sheriff's department there as security. So when you put all the packages together, this came out as probably the best package for the town of Hampstead, Carroll County, and the region. And we're not talking about sports teams, just local teams playing. We're talking about teams coming in from other areas, maybe for tournaments and things like that. And it would really be a boost to our local economy here. And as far as Carroll County, our rec councils and high schools will have a chance to play at home on turf fields. You realize 2 years ago, we didn't have a championship game played on a home field. They were all played out of county due to the amount of rain we had in this area. So this is going to be the best situation we could have, and I'm really happy to see the people we're working with on this. They're sincere, they're community-focused, and they want this to work and work well. So if you have questions, give me a call. I'll be glad to be honest with you and tell you exactly where we are in this, and I would love to see it as a school. But that wasn't going to happen, so all the time we put in over the years, it's going to be the next best thing, and that will be a youth sports complex. So I'm happy with that. The second thing I wanted to bring up here is, you know, we've had the COVID here pretty heavily this holiday season. Thanksgiving was a challenge or a different focus, I think, for many of us. We didn't have the large celebrations, but, you know, in a way, it was kind of nice to have a smaller celebration, smaller family. It worked pretty well. But COVID has had a chance to change everybody's life here. And some good has to come out of it. I'm not happy that we're not in schools, but yet we can't have kids spreading a disease like this. But about 10 years ago, I went to a seminar, and they were talking about having virtual learning for a lot of type classes. And at the time, I thought, I'm not sure I'm crazy about this idea, where one teacher could teach maybe 300 kids, and then they had aides or assistants deal with the students on a smaller scale. But not totally different from what we had in colleges, a large class where a teacher presented the lecture, and then as you had a lab, you had all the grad assistants work on answering the questions and any other problems you had in the class. So, it was ahead of its time, but now we're into the virtual learning. It's not for everybody. And don't get me wrong, it's for some kids and they have to be focused, but it's only for some subjects. A lot of subjects are hands-on and you need that, but for some areas it may work and may work in the future. So that's up to the school system what they decide and how they move forward, but it could be the start of changing some things. Talking of change, look at the way we shop here today. I myself have bought more online than ever. I'd never even thought about it. Sometimes I want to go out and jump in the truck and say, well, maybe I'll go get this. Why should I do that? I'll just order it and have it delivered, and next day I have what I was going to get. And it's changed my buying habits somewhat here. But in order to do that, we've also had a lot of small businesses that need the help and need us buying things from them. So don't forget about them in the next couple of weeks. And if you don't want to go into the stores, you don't want to go out, just give a gift card to those locations. And restaurants or small businesses, go in, get a gift card from them, and give that as your present so they still benefit from the buying. And it may be a really good way to celebrate the holidays coming up and still help a lot of our small businesses. The county has put about $8 million out in the last few months into small businesses and restaurants to help them over the hump in this COVID nonsense. So that's a good thing. Another, I think, positive for me out of this is I lost the necktie. I've seen a new trend lately where a lot of people are, not wearing ties anymore, especially in businesses. If it's not a formal setting, lose the tie. And so I've been going through ties, donating more to NESAP all the time and trying not to wear a tie as much. I'm trying to upgrade from this. So personally, that's one positive thing I think has come out of COVID for me. While I have a minute, though, I do want to give a special thanks to Angela and Coons Toyota for supporting and giving $10,000 to citizen services or senior centers. Even though our senior centers aren't open as such today, they provide a lot of service to our seniors, recreation, the activities, the meals, some travel haven't been able to happen, but virtually they've been doing the exercise classes and a lot of things. I want to just say special thanks to Coons Toyota for supporting those people. The last thing I have to say on COVID, a vaccine is on the way. So hopefully next year this time, we'll be talking about all different things than wearing masks, washing your hands, keeping your distance, and it would be a positive things that come from it. So just I want to wish you a good week ahead, and the holidays are coming up. Stay safe. As I said before, keep your distance, wash your hands, and wear your mask. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2 wishing you a happy holiday.